Hey y'all.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Flirty the Podcast with Ebony
and JoJo, where all things are elegant, graceful, and black as hell.
How are y'all?
Yep. But that's either good or
sorry. My bad. So what's up?
Me?
Yeah. What's up? What you been doing?
Okay, so since the last time, I don't really think I've done anything new. You know, I told you I don't really have
literally just no came life from South Carolina.
Okay. So basically, I'm in the process of looking for another job. So right now, I'm in grad school and I'm finna get ready to graduate. So thank y'all. We have a live audience.
A one-man show,
y'all. And we're going to give shouts out in a minute, but we're just going to do our weekly check-in. But basically, I'm looking for a new job right now because I got to move or whatever. So I went to a conference this weekend to go try to, you know, butter up asses and get a job.
Pause.
And so, yeah, I graduate May 3rd. I graduate May 3rd. If anybody want to come, y'all can motherfucking come. May 3rd, 7:30. Coleman Coliseum. Cash out me. Zell me. I'm not gonna get my cash out because I think
we got a P.O. box.
Crazy with cash out. We didn't have a P.O. box.
I know.
Okay.
What about we said what happened crazy with cash out?
Like I heard if you give your like cash out name to somebody, they can like hack you now.
That's what the people say.
So just type in my number. If you know my number, just type this shit in. If you don't know my number, then ask and then I can give y'all my number and y'all can just cash out me that way. Or if you're in Louisville, you could text me too. Let's see what else has been going on. We had a live show last night and I think Emily's going to talk a little bit more about that.
We'll talk about it from your perspective. How do you feel?
Okay, so we had a live show last night. It was with The Kickback and Creators After Dark and it was so motherfucking fun, y'all. Like, I've never like done that before. I don't think I told y'all. I used to be in a band when I was younger.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I thought about how the harmonica. That's how we was talking about how I found out about it. And you said speak nothing of it.
So yeah, speaking like, nothing of this. But I used to be in a band when I was little. And we used to travel when I was in a band, but I haven't been on a stage since then. Mm-hmm. And like performed. So it was really fun. A lot of my friends came, which is like really good. So shout out to Kiara, shout out Tam, shout out Kayla, Tim, Winter, Kid, Righteous, like, love y'all so much.
Thanks.
Because truly, we wouldn't be able to do it if y'all didn't come, for real. So, it was very fun. I really liked it. What'd you think about it?
It was cool. I was finna walk out the door and not do it. I was nervous as fuck. I was really, like, finna shit myself.
Even it was like, no, I don't want to go on stage.
I always tell people, like, I'm a social person if I just, like, know you. But I'm not, like, I'm not finna come in and just, like, I'm not finna steal the attention of the room just like off some initial type shit.
Yeah.
So like going on the stage, I haven't been on the stage since I used to like do choir shit when I was younger and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do praise. Do praise dance to count?
Is what I do. Count as a live performance.
Do praise dance to count?
Yes, it
but
can count.
Long story short, it was really cool. I was nervous as fuck. I was like, JoJo, we prayed everything. She was like, this vibe. I'm like, I actually can't.
And it's crazy because usually I'm the one that's like super nervous about everything. Yeah. I'll be like, no, Ebony, I'm finna run and I'm never coming back. But this time, sorry, y'all. This time, Ebony, she was like,
Stressed
the fuck out. But it was cool. Like, it turned out very, very well.
Yeah, it was cool. I definitely want us to do like a live show situation like of our own. And I feel like also because in my mind, one, I don't know how like artists like start with like a crowd of like 3 or 5 and just be performing their ass off. Yeah. But also like I feel like when you know they're like in my mind, I'm like, yeah, we're doing the pre-show, but these people don't know, like some people don't know us. So they like in their mind it's like, are y'all like bitches, get off the stage.
Yeah.
Type shit. But I feel like versus like when you have your own live show, it's like you know the people are here because they know you.
Yeah.
Because they know your content, because they're like here to see you type shit.
Yeah.
So but overall it was cool. I would definitely do it again. I feel like I'll be less nervous.
For sure.
And so it was cute.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think it was really fun. Mm-hmm. But we did a live show. What else has been going on? I'm going to another conference this upcoming weekend. By the time y'all hear this, it'll be the weekend that I go to the conference, I think. But I'm being at another conference trying to get another job. So y'all keep y'all fingers crossed. I'm really trying to get me a job at a university. So this fingers is y'all. Crossed. If y'all work at a university.
Put her on the sick and shut in.
If y'all work at a university and y'all is hiring, send me job applications because I need a job. So, I have a master's. I'm going to have my master's in education, MED. So, please, let me the fuck know what y'all going to be doing. I think that's really all that's been going. Oh, y'all, I saw this nigga I used to fuck with at the live show.
And then say shit. Are you going to say shit tonight?
I don't know. The thing is, the only thing I can say to this nigga is, you still mad about that liberty ass shit?
Right.
And then just be like, stop being a bitch. Well,
you could be like, I just act like nothing happened.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. I like to do that.
He might spit on me.
I got my gun. We good.
Ebony, shoot that bitch up. Oh, God. We're not going to shoot it up, Mello.
Love you, Mello. Shout out to you, Mello. Just jokes. But you should say something. I seen him, and I was like, that nigga look good. And then when you told me who it was, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to say something. Me and JoJo, like we said, we usually don't have, well, we kind of have the same type, but kind of not.
Yeah.
It's shifting. Mine is shifting, kind of. But anywho.
I don't like that nigga no more anyway.
He's fine. No, it don't matter if you like.
Got to get them hoes up.
He look good.
Hey.
She going to say something tonight. We'll come back with an update.
All right, your
turn. We'll put it on the Patreon. We don't have a
Patreon. We don't have a Patreon. And I'll release that nigga name. Fuck it.
Oh, God.
Hell, I'll do it right now. His name is...
Oh, okay.
Me. I ain't going to say that nigga
name. One thing, we always bleep our names. What I've been doing, we talked about the live show. I'm in a very, like, crush mood right now. Like, as y'all know, like, I'm back single. I've been back dating. And it's cool. It's cool. I feel like everything's going really smooth. I hung out with IT Bay, a.k.a. Parking Dick. I know. That's what we're going to call him. Again, it was actually really good. I went to Atlanta last weekend because that's where he live at. And then I was just going there just to go last weekend. I know I'm always in Atlanta. That was cute. And I hung out with Arizona. I was gonna call it Piglet.
Crazy.
It's a long story. It's really not a long story. Anyway, his name Piglet in my phone, but hung out with Arizona. Y'all know I talked about him from season one to now. That's my dog. Love him down. And I don't know, I'm just in a very crush mood. Y'all know I said I don't talk shit about my ex anymore, so I'm not gonna do it. But yeah, it's been just a cool, fun like time. And I don't think I forgot how to date, but I just think I'm a flirty person in general, but I just think I just have to I'm not trying to be like, oh, I love him after like 3 days. Shit. Cause you know how we be.
Yeah. Like I can go on a date with Nick right now and be like, ugh,
I love him. I'm just
so in love with him. We need to get married. Meet me at the altar.
In your white dress.
We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it. Fuck.
My mama was like, we was talking the other day, and cause me and her like talk about, she be knowing all about my date. And we all tell her when I be fucking or nothing. That's crazy. But me and her like talk about like my dates and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, how old was it with IT Bay? And I was like, I love him. And she was like, Ebony. And I was like, okay. I don't. Maybe I don't. I was like, but like, I feel like, and I was telling JoJo this, and then we'll move on to it. But I feel like, I'm a person where, like, I feel like kind of now that I know, like, more of what I like and what I don't like, because I've always been a dater. I never really do relationships like that, not on purpose.
Yeah.
No, Rocco. We ain't going steady with you fucking around. That's not me. But I'm just saying.
Damn, the sixth grade, but damn, babe.
We fucking around. That's what I should have did for the 2010s. That's R&B?
No.
Oh.
That's rap.
Okay. Anyways. I feel like I feel like sometimes I get so stuck on on paper, someone has this, and this, like they're checking off the boxes, but I don't really like them as a person.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm just like, I don't have fun with them or I'm not as attracted to them. I feel like with IT Bay, I'm like attracted to him. I feel like the dates are going really well. I feel like he's a cool person and on paper, like he's cool. Yeah. And Arizona is just, he's just a fun nigga. I just like him.
So it's like intentional dating.
For sure. So it's but I'm just like kind of, I'm not ready for, I don't want to, I was just in like a very on and off stupid ass relationship. So I don't want to do like the back and forth. So, Maya's, we went out last night.
I
know, right? Me too. I ain't been out. I don't really go out. Going out is not really my thing. But we went out last night, went to Crew, and it was actually really fun.
Crew Birmingham, I love it. It's just like the right amount of like ghetto and like the right amount of like ain't no club type shit.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
It niggas was standing on tables.
Mm-hmm. I stood on said couch last night.
Yeah.
It was a great time. The drinks were good. The food was good.
The food could have been okay. It would have been better.
You so do you not like a dry rub wing or what's it?
No.
Oh, you like a wet ring?
Get that shit up.
You freaky.
Oh, sorry. Get that shit up.
I like a little dry rub. So it was funny. Then we went to your chef and y'all.
Why nobody told us them niggas can smoke weed up in that bitch?
No, not even that. Not even that. The man, he didn't, that nigga came to the table. Y'all need an ashtray. Whoa.
You never know. Sometimes you really need a black and mild if you got done drinking. I don't smoke black and mild, y'all. I just want to let y'all know. Sometimes you really just need them.
But I said, this is kind of cute. It's kind of, but then here go Kiera laughing. And I said, ashtray, bitch. And she was weak, and I was like, yeah, it's time to go home. But we ate there. The food was really good.
Did you watch that new Tyler Perry movie?
With Kelly Rowland. They said titties was out.
Did you see the clip of Trevante beating her fucking
Dwayne's down? Bitch back now. I'm going to get her on the mat down.
Or something like that.
No. No, I did not. Fine. I'll watch it for him, though. I love Kelly, but... Do it show like a little booty cheek?
Do you want me to show you real quick?
It's on Netflix, huh?
Yeah,
show me. I like when, like, I don't like to watch when people fuck in movies because it's, like, embarrassing. Not even embarrassing. It's just, like, I get nervous because y'all are freaky. But then I, like, if we going to do it, it's, like, show the nigga butt cheeks.
Hold on. I'm going to show you because they show everything. But that nigga did.
The penis? Oh, I'm about to say, they've gone too far, bitch.
We can't put this on the Instagram because my daddy be watching.
Okay. Mr. Jamarcus. Oh, I'm not going to address him. We're going to believe it. He saw when we were talking about the difference between meat and dick.
Yes, he did. And he was the first one to like it. And I was like, I know. You got to stop. I was like, y'all, let us know.
What's worse?
I don't know if he be watching or if he just be liking it. But he be watching it, I think, because he can quote some of the stuff.
Like, he be quoting one that time, and I was like, well, I'm singing where the hoes at.
Five, 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 five. Okay.
Oh. They getting freaky. They fucking. You think that paint is just for body? This is stressful. Send that to... I'm just kidding. No, that's... He look good. I love him down, though. Somebody commented... Now I recall somebody talking about that scene. They said, so is Tyler, is that just like regular paint or is that specifically body paint?
I think in the movie it was supposed to be like regular paint. Mm. But I think for the scene, it was probably like body paint. But I don't know. Tyler Perry...
They were slipping and sliding.
Nigga, so like... They should have been gas.
Ew. Gasoline. I don't want him to be freaky. I don't want him to be freaky. What? What the fuck did you just say?
Nothing.
Dodo gets two of these. She's Dodo been in timeout like 50,000 times since we got here. Okay. Anywho.
Just saying stupid shit.
Yeah. See, I haven't watched that, but I want to. That people said it was me, but it is a Tyler Perry movie. So, I mean, what do you really expect from a Tyler Perry movie? Yeah, I'm like, and I love her now.
Kelly Rowland is good.
Well, she done acted it.
We can fight.
Well, she done acted it.
Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't really know, but like...
JoJo.
The Mia Coppola was good.
Mia Coppola.
Oh.
Sorry. What was she reading the other day? It's on the episode. You said somewhere, I said, this bitch do not be reading the whole word.
I read the first three letters.
I got it. Well, you was reading the word nurture. You said neuter.
One thing about me, I'm a lazy reader.
I pointed it. You said neuter. I said, what?
I'm going to read the first three letters and we just going
to roll. Oh, my God. You're funny. Okay, so now we can move on to what you need.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I kind of got like a little...
Yeah,
Okay. It's controversial.
Ooh.
Not controversial, but it's like popular. Like, we don't usually do popular topics, but it's like I want to talk about it because it kind of pertains to this type shit.
Okay.
So, or this like a two-in-one type shit. So, basically, Charlamagne Tha God.
Oh, I know what she's talking about.
Yeah. That on top of what I thought on my story the other day. So, basically, y'all know the whole 50-part series of what was they calling?
Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa and Legion of Liar, whatever. I didn't watch the whole series. My sister is nosy as fuck, so she gave me the summary, and that's all I needed.
I literally when it was I was watching it in real time.
Yeah.
So like,
she was coming out with the part. Yeah.
And so I was refreshing the page like as it was happening. And I was like,
and my sister said she was having to read it on two times because she'd be talking slow as fuck.
She do be talking slow as fuck. I'd be holding them to the side. Come on, Risa.
Get into it.
Yeah.
But basically, so they was talking about on the Breakfast Club. Y'all know Jess Hilarious just got added to the Breakfast Club. I don't really pay attention to her, but I feel like she is a good addition. Like, I like how she interacts with Charlamagne Gay. And then DJ Envy is just a sack of rocks on a stick. Just dumb as fuck. Him and his wife have a podcast, though, and I like the podcast only because of his wife. So, anywho, that's neither here nor there. The thing is, Charlamagne was talking about it, and he was like, does she have a big back or whatever? I'm like, what's the lady, like, plus size or what have you, whatever. And so Jess was like, yeah, we'll do it. So then T.S. Madison, which we're not going to talk about that, but T.S. Madison basically was like, responded to it, and then whatever. So I kind of want to talk about, like, why, or not even why, but like the stigma around how like thicker women are like easier to like manipulate or like get over on or like,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause then that also tied into the other day on Port Minds when the lady was like, if you're making 50,000, it's probably not the best idea to date unless you have expendable cash. And the people in the comments was like, well, you need to weigh less than 180 pounds if you're going to request that type shit. And I was like, are y'all okay?
He's not okay.
And I was like, how does that correlate? Anyway, I want to talk about that, like, just the whole stigma around, because me and JoJo are both, like, plus size. Even though my sister told me I was fake fat the other day, I'm not going to get into that. She'd be like, bitch, Arizona was like, you can't talk about issues like that. I was like, I mean, I can. I'm aware of, like, there's a desirable, a desirable, there's a stigma around, and there's, like, what's the word for it? Discrimination in amongst the plus-size community, but, bitch, you big, I'm big, fuck. So, I do want to talk about that, though, like,
yeah.
How do you feel about that, what Charlamagne Gay said, and, like, how do you feel about the overall, like, idea?
Yeah, so, with, like, the girl, or whatever, mm-hmm. I definitely think she overlooked some things because mm-hmm. of, like, someone, like, wanting her mm-hmm. for the way she looked.
Desperation.
Yeah, I definitely think she overlooked some things mm-hmm. because of that.
Right.
But he was also big. I think that's good
and
to know.
And his wife, he cheated on his wife, and she was desperate. She stayed. Wait, are you talking about Legion
yeah,
or Charlamagne Gay?
Legion. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Legion. So basically, Risa Tisa, I'm sorry, she met this guy on a dating app. And so they went on the first date or whatever. On the way to the date, her tire popped. Like, she had a blowout on the side of the street, which should have been a sign. But she called him and was like, hey, my tire just blew out on the side of the street. He was like, okay, bet. I'm going to come and I'm going to fix your tire. He went, he fixed her tire, put on her boot, went and bought her a new tire, still wanted a date. And so this happened in March of 2020.
Yeah.
So towards the end of March 2020, this we had the shutdown. So he was living in a studio apartment, basically. And so she had a 3-bedroom house. And he was like, we could either stay at my house or we could stay at your house for the lockdown because they wanted to be together so bad. Mm. And I think that was her first mistake.
Yeah, for sure.
So they ended up staying at her house. And he was essentially a pathological liar. He lied about everything.
Literally
every single thing
name,
he told her.
Where he worked, he brothers lied and about sisters, it. Family.
His
I don't know that nigga real name.
The name was, he told the truth about the name.
Oh, okay.
But he lied literally about everything else. He would be like on fake phone calls. Like, he would be like, hey, what's up? And he would be like, Risa, my brother said, what's up? And she'll be like, oh, hey. And he'll be like, she said, hey. But in, like, for 45 minutes every single day for 2 years, he was on fake phone calls.
So he wasn't on the phone.
Mm-hmm. He was never on the phone.
He was just lying.
And he was always like, I'm going to take you to, like, buy a house. So he was putting down cash offers for,
allegedly,
like, $699,000 worth of houses. Not houses, but, like, for a house. He'd be like, okay, I'm going to sign this letter saying I got $699,000. We're going to buy this house.
And
when it came down, like, put the funds, he was like, I'm not
going
to show my proof of funds
yeah.
until y'all accept the offer.
Yeah.
And nobody was like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
He was taking her to test drive cars. And he was like, sell you're somebody this a car. Dream, and yeah, selling a dream, basically. He was saying he worked at this place. He was a VP for this company, and he did none of that. And yeah. everybody found out he was basically broke as fuck. He was a temp forklift driver at the company.
Now that part, I didn't know. This is news to me, bitch. I didn't know that part.
He was a temp forklift driver at the company.
Damn.
And he didn't, he was never on the phone with his people. He actually had a twin brother who was, he was basically taking his twin brother's life and saying it was his own. But
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's the story. And so I say all this to say, I definitely think her being bigger was a factor in why she put up with so much and probably ignored it, because she's like, oh,
insecurity.
Yeah. Like, I don't really appreciate the way I look. Or probably she probably did appreciate the way she looked, but she was probably like getting male attention, someone who was like willing to marry her. Mm-hmm. She even mentioned like it wasn't even sometimes about the way she looked, but how she was getting older. And like she was nearing, she's like 30-ish.
Oh, okay.
But she was getting older, and she was like, I really want to buy a house. I want to get married. I want to have kids. And this man is saying, we can do all of that. And I think that had a big factor in it.
And he looked a damn mess.
He looked a fucking mess. More than
not even fine. At least do it behind a fine, nigga.
She said she thought he was good looking.
Oh.
And honestly, Risa, that's all that matters.
Yeah, if you like somebody, it, I love it.
Exactly. If you think somebody's good looking, then whatever. Right. But yeah, so I think more of it had issue with her being a woman at a certain age and looking the way that isn't, like, society doesn't think is desirable, more than just, like, her weight. Mm-hmm. More that, I think that's what it was, mostly. But what do you think?
I do think she was desperate, for sure. And I do think she was insecure, absolutely. And, I mean, of course, I feel like it's kind of hard. Well, I wouldn't say it's hard because, I mean, well, I didn't get secure in my body until like 2 years ago, a year or two ago. I've always been like a thicker person, but I feel like even when I was dating, I would like fake it until I made it. So you would never know that I was insecure about my body, because I'm not even finna give you the leverage to even make it seem like I'm desperate for a nigga like that.
Yeah.
But she is older, like you said, and I don't know. People are like, by this age, I want to have a house, have kids, do this, do that. So I get it. But there's also small bitches that are dumb as fuck.
Yeah. I think a lot of it had a lot to do with how he was how he was presenting himself to her. Mm-hmm. Like, of saying, like, yes, I want the same things you want. And I think a lot of that does interfere with dating sometimes. Like, if someone is going to, if you're going into a relationship or a situation and this person is saying, like, yes, I want the same things you want. Mm-hmm. And you're going to jump on that, because it's a lot of times I feel like where people are not on the same page with the stuff that you want. So if I say, like, I'm really wanting to date someone who is career driven, who wants to like be in a serious relationship and who wants to meet these goals by this time. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes you may be struggling with like finding that. Like right now, I know I'm struggling with finding what I want. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody present himself to me like that, I probably a little blinded by it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll remember who the fuck I am. But like, I think she just had a slower time remembering who the fuck she was. You know?
Slow as fuck.
A year and a marriage afterwards. So
I'm like, lady, you got married. Yeah, but I feel that. I just was like, Charlamagne, and I'm not surprised, because Charlamagne is ignorant.
Yeah.
He's gotten, sometimes when I think he's getting better, he just revert back. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, Charlamagne, didn't you bleach your skin?
He did.
We have bigger fish to fry. We have bigger things to talk about in this bitch. So I'm like, I get it. Like, it may appear that, like, which I'm not saying that, because I even see, like, let's say on TikToks when it's like a man that like has a fetish like for thicker women, and it'd be women in the comments like eating that shit up, like, oh, finally someone that appreciates us. That stuff like that does make me cringe.
So it's kind of like when a white man is like, ooh, black women, and the girls are like, finally.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, because I'm like, at the end of the day, like, there is a, I'm not trying to say there's a market, but like, niggas just like what they like. So you can be 500 pounds, you can be 100 pounds. There is a nigga out there that's going to like you. So the whole, like, the, oh, I'm finally glad we're getting chose, I'd be like,
I think for more people, it's more about, like, the validation of, like, of the option, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, I think it's just more of just, like, validation, more of, like, we're finally getting chose. Like, oh, somebody actually, like, this person who I think wouldn't initially like me does like me.
Right.
So I think it's just more about validation more than it is, like, you know, being a pick me.
I be thinking it's still pick me ish. Because I'd be like, why are you in the, like, I don't know. Because I guess also, like, I steer away when people have, like, a fit or when somebody approaches me on some, like, I like thicker women, all this and that. It, like, you're scaring the hoes. You're scaring. The hoes is Ebony. You're scaring me in this bitch. Because I'm like, don't, like, you can think I'm fine. You can think I'm attractive. We don't have to really point, like.
Yeah.
Don't have, like I said before, don't have, like, Fupa Lover in your bio. That's scary.
That's scary.
You're straight. Or if every TikTok on your account is literally about, like, oh, somebody putting their Fupa on your forehead. Y'all stop. For real. People be doing that. The comments on my, and I be showing you the comments that's on my TikTok. Yeah. They be scary. One time a man, then we can move on. A man commented on my picture or my video and said, Can I drink grape Kool-Aid at your belly button?
If a nigga gonna nig once, he gonna nig again. Why the fuck and would on he the say same grape post, Kool-Aid?
It was so many crazy posts
your
on his
belly button.
Bro, on the out the belly button. And then one man talk about some. He said something with your cute fat self.
Sorry.
I said,
oh my goodness.
I said, whoa. Wait a goddamn. So I'd be like, bro, I would like comment. I'd be like, this is not a compliment.
With your cute fat self.
With your cute fat self. He said, grandma's wouldn't say something like that. With your, oh right. With his little cute fat self. So I'd be like, huh? So I'm like, I want someone to appreciate my body for sure, 1,000%. And like, don't be, but don't just be crazy with it.
Yeah.
That's wild. So Risa Tisa, Daryl is weak as fuck.
I don't know.
Reese Poo.
I felt like, come on, Risa. Girl, we do not want to come on that bitch.
Oh, God. We gonna laugh the whole time.
I got a few choice words for your ass, bitch. Oh, God. Because, girl, you excused a little bit too much. I don't know. We can go shoot them for you. But I definitely think her being her age and a bit bigger has something to do with it, mm-hmm. more than just, like, being big. Mm-hmm. But what were you talking about with Poor Minds?
Oh, I forgot I even said that. Yeah, I'll make that part quick. So, basically, it was a lady on there, which I don't really like her. She's, like, one of those, like, lifestyle coaches. Like, if you want to...
Like Stormy?
Like it. Not the low vibrations. damn near. But she was making, a point, at least... Like, to each preferences in dating is like to each his own, whatever works for your lifestyle. But she basically was like, when I was making $50,000, and that's like before tax and shit, she was like, I was not being able to afford this and that. So I feel like she also said, and not even just $50,000, but unless you have expendable cash, she was like, so maybe not a specific number, then you shouldn't be dating. And I was like, mid key at a certain age, because it's not fun. Men do not be fun when they broke. They be mean, first of all. Secondly,
they do be a little mean. Get the fuck out, bitch. I don't want
to
go
to work. Oh, God. I don't talk to some broke niggas in my day. I don't talk to broke niggas in my day, and it's not learn from me. Bitch, it's not fun at all.
Yeah.
And so people in the comments was really mad, and they was like, who making $50,000 a year? And I'm like, y'all, I don't understand the average household income is like a little less than that probably, or maybe a little more, I don't know. But I'm like, there's people out here making the money, but also she said do what works for you. And if you have expendable cash, but then I'm like, people in the comments like, well, if that's the case, then you need to weigh less than 200 pounds. And I'm like, so just cause I'm a big bitch, I can't want a rich nigga. Or not even a rich, but I can't want a financially stable man. What are we talking about? So I was just thinking about how, like, people think just because you are, like, a certain size, which then goes into, like, oh, you being undesirable and unattractive and, like, oh, you can't, like, request for your nigga to have certain, like, traits. But it's like, yes, the fuck I can.
Yeah. I think anybody who is out there dating can say what the fuck they want and what the fuck they don't want.
Right.
Because there's going to be somebody out there that is going to like who you are as a person, like the way you look, mm-hmm. and still be able to provide the way that you want them to provide,
right.
whether that's dating, whether that's for Risa Tisa, it was Reese Pooh, it was somebody in the house, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and somebody there to offer her comfort or to offer, to say that he wanted the same things that she wanted, but he was that person for her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. They've been kind of stupid, but I definitely understand by saying, like, if you have this amount of money and you don't have any expendable cash, maybe you shouldn't date.
Right.
If you know that all of your money is going to be going towards rent and stuff like that, then you probably want to figure out, get your priorities in check and mm-hmm. then start dating. Because if I say I want to do this, or if I suggest that we should do this mm-hmm. and you can't afford it, yeah. then.
And even as a woman, I don't even want to date when I don't have no money. It's not fun. I don't want to do nothing when I don't have no money.
You be just like them niggas.
Oh, mad. God. Me. Rude as fuck. I don't recall when I didn't have any, but still. The you point still me. Stands. Like, I don't like, it's not fun.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, though, if you make $50,000 and you got somewhere to stay,
let's say your rent like $600. You don't got that many. I don't know where you even live, but you don't got that many utilities. It's, nigga, you got money.
It's supposed to say, niggas be saying they got their own. Hold on.
Don't piss me.
Spit it out. I'm going to get canceled. It's,
what are you about to
say? Oh my gosh. It's say niggas be saying they got a house and you go over there.
Don't. Spit it out, bitch. What if this like the muffin man that I told
and
you about?
And they grandma dying on the couch. And they got a slow cousin. And they got a slow cousin in the background. That the grandma used
but
to
that's like, but that's like the muffin man. I told you, the muffin man.
Yes, yes. Yes, he, I sent you
yeah. Oh, yeah. He, Leah, he was, but like,
you go over the house and they grandma dying on the couch.
Or it's like
and they like, still cousin in the back.
Talk about follow me in my room back here. No, sir.
But so like,
no, babe.
So if a nigga had $50,000 in that situation, what would you do? He ain't got no bills to pay because it's grandma's house.
Nobody not gonna like my answers to this question.
Say it.
You won't stand a chance. I'm not saying bring a pay stub on the first date, but I'll just be like, let me, what? What's the money looking like? And I'm saying, like, pitch? I'm not an unrealistic person. I'm not going to be like, you got to make six figures, you got to make this and that. But I'm just like, just be financially stable.
Okay.
And, like, you know, be financially stable. And don't live in no crazy-ass situation.
Grandma on the couch.
Pitbull in the corner.
Pitbull in the corner. She pregnant. Black man in the corner. She pregnant.
I don't need all that. I don't like that.
I don't need
but I'm like,
now.
I just want somebody that makes like the same amount as me or more. And of course, I'm not going to say like there's a number. I wish there was a camera behind us so y'all could see me there. Like, I don't need, look, your cousin. Your Aunt Jardine, your cousin Cheryl.
Everybody living at the house. You ain't got no bills to pay.
Yeah, right.
You paying with your soul.
Oh, God. And I don't want my soul to be having to pay for this bitch either. I like my spirit. So
you ain't paying no bills.
I'm just like,
with your soul.
I just know what kind of life I live and I want to live. And I be like, I just want you to kind of work. I don't want a nigga to be like, work with me. Mm-mm.
Daryl, please.
Y'all. Where came from? 85 South Show? Right?
It's from 4 a.m. 4 a.m., I think. Yeah.
But anywho, so yeah, y'all heard it here first. If you don't got no money, stay in the house.
And don't be a Reese.
I once know a man that did not like to leave the house. Let's go to Bops of the Week.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Dodo, you start us off.
Fuck.
Nikki Iggy.
Wiggy Wiggy.
Dweed up. Y'all know what Boss of the Week are, though. We talk about old boss. They can be old. They can be new. And I do like want to kind of start adding, like, if you have any, like, other random music things that you want to talk about.
Okay.
So, like, if there's, like, a new project that's about to come out or that comes out that you're looking forward to, we can talk about that. But
okay.
So, yeah, Boss of the Week.
Okay.
Hit it, Shilly.
Okay, Gully. Okay, so my first Boss of the Week is Moment of Your Life by Brent Faiyaz and Coco Jones. Oh, I actually didn't listen to the song when it first dropped because I didn't listen to the project. But I heard this shit. I was doing my little reading for the book club, and I was listening to music while I was reading. Hold on.
It ate.
This motherfucker eat.
Oh, yeah, that's what I listened to yesterday.
Yes, and Coco, she watched Brent on his own song.
Yeah.
He be giving everything but nothing.
at the like, same fucking time.
He be
time.
Like, I be like, yes, give us everything, King. And he be standing there giving us zilch, Nathaners. So I was like,
you saw him at one music fest and you was like, he was giving everything, but also.
Yes, he was standing there, he was singing. With
his slew foot.
His slew foot ad was just standing there.
Oh, God.
And holding the mic. So, moment of real life, shout out to him up. Shout out, Brent.
Love you, babe.
Sorry we just ate your ass up like that, but love you.
Pause. Next. Next, don't y'all take it away.
Damn, I thought we was all real eaters. I'm just kidding.
Me.
Don't put that on the Instagram.
Nah, that's what I'm posting first.
Me did win no joke.
Me, no context, no caps.
No, we was all real eaters. Okay. Next ahead. Is going to be Trial Time by The Last Mr. Big.
That's so
I don't know.
Random.
I was listening to it this week when I was getting ready for work. I just really needed it. Yeah, I told you I was looking for a job. I needed that motivation. I started selling dope back in 1986.
I wanna love that song.
I bought a
Cadillac
and put the thing on.
Put that thing on it.
So, yeah.
I have an embarrassing black people thing to tell y'all.
What?
I didn't hear that song. I didn't know that song existed.
Until when?
2 years ago.
Did it?
Y'all,
the gas.
I wish y'all could see Darryl's face. The come thing, just sit down.
The thing is...
Just sit down.
Stop, don't leave us. But no, like, it was... Yeah. It's a really good song. And it's okay that you didn't hear it until 2 years ago.
Is it?
You from Oxford.
I'm from Oxford, y'all. Bear with a bit.
You from Oxford. It's
but
okay.
I'm a real nigga, though.
My mama, she used to play it all the time. She had a CD.
I love her now. And shout out to Angie B.
Shout out to my mama. She had...
Kyla, when Kira, I was growing, hang up.
Y'all, my mama's fucking jokey. But God. When I was growing up, my mom used to drive a 1998 Honda Accord. Mm-hmm. And she got her radio stole out the car, so she bought her little radio from Rena Center.
Jojo's stories go left so fast.
And she used to play... she used to play... The Last was the big CD. Mm-hmm. UGK CD.
Mm-hmm. Taste.
Literally. And A by MJG, whatever the fuck his name is. I think that's his name. And that's all we used to listen to.
Me, who? Oh, that's a group. Who is that?
Sorry, y'all.
One time, my grandma used to listen to my t-shirt and my panties on. Sorry, I feel I should share that. Go ahead. I got a car one time. You know, I said, Grandma.
You know how little kids should be saying shit? My mama let me eat hot Cheetos. That's what you just said.
They be like, my mama had on some pink panties this morning.
My mama and my daddy got to fight, and she kicked him out, and she said he broke his fuck and he ain't got no money.
And she said that I got another brother. We the same age.
And she said that I can't go up his house no more because he don't ever base me. Now watch me, Will.
Hey, now watch me.
Nay, nay. I'm going to watch how to play. Can I get a snack?
You be like, what?
You be all the fuck on.
I don't know what's worse, that when they be like, watch this.
Watch this.
They're like, what the fuck?
My mama can't watch me because she a crackhead. Watch this.
He was like, my dad beat my mom this morning.
Dry.
Like, okay. Go ahead.
So next is gonna be Anchor by Madison Ryan Ward. I'm sorry. Do you listen to her?
You had a song. Is that the gospel? No.
She's like a little gospel girl.
Like an R&B gospel girl.
Yeah.
To say you had a song by her. And I think I have a song by her in my Spotify library.
Yeah. I usually don't
I think
listen
she's a cute
to
girl.
She's a cute girl. She's white. I usually don't listen to R&B gospel because it's not holy enough. I feel like something's wrong with it. Like it's kind of like Kirk Franklin cussing. And so I usually don't listen to R&B gospel, but she's eating. She ate. Yeah.
Is Payton considered R&B gospel?
Who?
Payton.
That's R&B gospel.
Yeah.
Next is Get Along Better, Drake featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Mm-hmm.
She's a cute white lady.
Yeah, she's a cute white lady. Next, Take It to the Head, DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj. I think Nicki Minaj saying big fat nigga, all that huffing and puffing while she's on a song with two big fat niggas was kind of ridiculous.
I fuck with it. Yep.
And honestly, she's
got
so
big balls. Rather playing in his pants. I said, T.
Yeah. Mother be eating. She on that Ozempic though, I think. Or it's either Ozempic or
crack.
She
was on that crack Zempic.
I know she on crack, but like also, I think she might be on Ozempic too.
She might cut it with the crack. Yep, go next. What's your next spot?
next is 56 by Smino and Dreezy. Ooh,
she tastes like some papaya. Doop, 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 doop. Feels on my label getting right, but. Doop, 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 doop. You know, we let us on now. That reminds me of our New York vlog.
I know, that's what made
go
me
watch
like
our New York vlog.
Go watch our New York vlog. We're going back to New York, so.
Yeah. That's our company bonding trip.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to invite some more folks.
Here. Damn. Oh. Love her
me,
down.
Kiara.
She can come. I like her. I like her.
Kiara can come.
We look. That's our number one fan, y'all.
Tia, she watched the show, yeah. And she's our number one fan, and then I think my dad might be next.
They could probably can be tied.
I think so.
For sure.
And then last is going to be Secrets by YTB Vet. And that's it.
I like YTB. You don't even know his name during that clip.
Yeah.
I thought his name was YTB the Fat Man. The Fat Man. Mm-hmm. Little Fat, Big Fat.
Is he fat?
He medium fat.
Okay. So he's you like husky. Is?
Yeah. You know, okay. I love a meaty fat, though. He's not cute, like a medium fit. He's not cute, though.
He's not.
Mm-mm. Shout out to you, though. I'll show you him. We always talk shit and then be like, shout out.
Shout out to you, though.
I'm sorry, y'all. I like how he rapped, though. Hold on, let me show you. YTB and his accent. Is he from Memphis?
I think so.
Because one time he was talking about Coco Jones and he said, beautiful. I said, Memphis.
Curbing on curbing.
Where is it?
Curbing on curbing.
How old is he? Okay, he got his videos. Here he go, girl. Black I see. Shout out to you though.
Basically my type, like in high school I used to love a,
I can see
a
that.
Hood ghetto nigga.
You know, now I'm looking at him. No. I was gonna say that line. No. Okay, so my first bop is Sophisticated Ignis by 88 Degrees. Shout out Brent. Shout out Troy. Shout out 3 a.m. 3 a.m. is who produced it. And I think he's singing the hook. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I struggle with choruses, bridges, hooks, all that good shit. But it's a really good song. And it's off of, what's it called? Wicked Games?
Yeah, Wicked Games.
Yeah, their debut. Is that an EP? It only has like a, or is it? Whatever.
I don't know if they consider EP or album.
Anywho, it's a project. And the whole project is really good. Y'all know we love Troy and Brent down. Mm-hmm. Those are our friends. Love y'all down. And yeah, this 8. Honorable mention on this, Pushing T by Troy Massive. That's my shit. Troy be eating the gorillas up.
Troy do be eating.
He eats. Next we have Speechless. Y'all,
Troy. That's not us, y'all. Troy. I want y'all to know. That was not us who said that shit.
It's Daryl. We gonna pan to him. How? I don't know. I hit a camera when we came in here. That's him. But stop. I'll tell you about that after the show. Anyways, so next we have Speechless by Beyonce. This one, she was in her Freaky Deaky bag.
She was moaning and groaning the entire song. I said, girl,
I love that. You know, I can do a moan on the track, but you know who I don't like when they moan on the track? Chloe Bailey and P Power. She scared me.
You know what? She's scary. She did a cover of Made For Me by Money Long, whatever the fuck. And it sounded good. Mm-hmm. But every other song, she gives like overly like freaky deaky.
Jill, calm down.
Like
sweetie.
She just had sex yesterday. Okay, sorry. Like she just had sex yesterday.
And it's so, like, does she be fucking? She scared me. Beyonce moan sing. Mm-hmm. Chloe was just moaning.
Yeah.
She scared me. But anywho, okay, so Speechless or Dance For You?
Dance For You.
What the fuck?
You can ask me another question. Speechless or Rocket?
Speechless or damn, it's another one that we're not thinking about.
Yes.
You're a sick bitch.
Speechless or T-shirt. Speechless or if.
So you just saying fuck Speechless.
No, I like Speechless. Those are just better.
You're a sick bitch. I'm going Speechless. Me. I hate Rocket. I don't like Rocket.
You don't like Rocket?
You know this. We talked about how I would vote. You love Rocket. And I'll vote Dance For You over Rocket. Dance For You is my shit.
If I was stuck on an island, I would just need Rocket in my Bible.
You, how, now how, you're freaky and Jesus. Your priorities fucked up.
I don't know.
But you know what, though? I just like, when I'm thinking like, if it's freaky deaky time, Rocket just doesn't flow well for me. But like, Speechless is on my sex playlist.
Rocket on mine. I don't be having sex, though.
I was like, y'all. Anyways, Me and her got a separate beef about that. Next, we have Do It by Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign, and whoever this other man is. Is it? It's not YS, but it looks like the Y symbol with the two. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a dollar sign or whatever. And I was hanging out with Arizona, and he loved Kanye West down. And he was singing this, and I was like, what are you singing? And he played it. And the fact that that's a sample.
It's the I bought, just bought my bitchy bitch.
I just bought my bitch. Kanye cannot rap no more. The new Kanye is scary. But Ty Dolla $ign did his shit, of course. He is the feature king. Well, he's not the king, probably not the prince.
No, he's a feature king.
You don't think Chris Brown is a feature king?
Chris Brown got some points deducted.
He did. For the mishaps.
But Ty Dolla $ign literally don't miss.
But you know what? I think Ty Dolla $ign don't miss, but I don't listen to his projects by itself.
No,
so,
yeah, me either.
Anywho, I don't know. So, anywho, Do It. It's about whoever the other person is. I don't know their name, but they also ate. Have listened to the project. Kanye, his butt cheeks was out the other day.
He wore assless chaps.
He actually wore leather pants, but the top of his booty was out. But me and JoJo have been calling him assless chaps. Shout out to that man. Hope you're doing good, though.
I don't think he is, girl.
Press. Next, we have She Will by Lil Wayne and Drake. And I was listening to this, and I was like, wow. Now, JoJo has beef with Lil Wayne right now.
I don't have beef with Lil Wayne. I just realized that his bars are kindergarten.
So sometimes me and JoJo...
ABC 1, 2, 3.
Listen, sometimes... So when me and JoJo, it depends. It depends on what he say. Me and JoJo will
talk about it.
We're like real music, like, connoisseurs. We'll be getting ready. We'll listen to something. We'll be like, bro, did you hear what that nigga just said?
Yeah.
Like the other day, we was like, I'm a star. Share a bag.
What's the point?
If I'm God. Double D up, hoes. Dolly Parton. It's like, what the fuck?
And I got a nigga. Grocery bag.
What he said, and when life sucks, I just enjoy the head. I'm so sick of these niggas. I need meds. Wayne.
Like, I think Lil Wayne was definitely in his prime at a certain time.
Uh-huh. I feel he ate like She Will, though.
She Will is a good, is a great song. Rich as fuck, he was doing good. Yeah, but like Carter 3 Wayne, that was some of the best Wayne we ever got. Mm-hmm. Carter 4, it was
you know,
mixed.
I'm a Carter 4 guru.
It was mixed. He was doing good, but like very elementary. You could tell he was losing money. He was seeing the money getting lost. So Carter 3, I don't think he was seeing the money getting lost. So he was still rapping like his life depended on it. Four, but on 4, he was like, this nigga taking it anyway.
You know what my favorite song on that is? The one with John Lynch.
She was made to love.
First of all. No, bitch. Duke Ellington? I'm talking about Lil Wayne. So special. Mm-hmm. He said, baby, won't you spend the night? Why did he laugh after he sang?
I don't know, yesterday.
It's like, John, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, y'all. She Will, Lil Wayne and Drake. Truth or Dare by Tyler. That's the girl that sings Water. That be saying she's colored with the U. It's an African thing. I'm going to let y'all have it.
It's an African thing.
But the nigga, Americans, we're like colored. Stop it.
We don't say that.
Don't say that. Mm-mm. But truth or dare. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like a South African thing. I think in like they still call themselves like colored.
Colored.
For you? How old is he? Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
That'd be like ingrained in you.
Yeah. Y'all, Daryl's gonna get kicked out of here.
Literally be his delivery every single time.
But you know, so they were like, oh, it's colored with a U over there. I'm like, okay.
Then I'm making no better.
It's still colored. Englishmen or not, bitch. But yeah, Truth or Dare is real cute. I've been obsessed with that song. Next we have Me and You also. It's like an Afro beats ish. It's by Tim's. And so I think she's talking about Jesus, actually. Or God.
Oh.
But like a lot of couples have been making montages to it, like on TikTok.
Question.
And it's been real, ma'am.
Me and You, Tim's, or Me and You, Cassie?
You. Oh, that's not her. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Me and You. Now, hey, Daryl is so fucking funny, y'all.
I know what I'm picking.
I'm picking Me and You, Tim's.
That wasn't the one I was going
to
pick.
I know. You picking Me and You, Cassie.
Yeah.
You know what I hate is because I used to date somebody that like the sound engineers and producers. And I used to be in there when he was mixing stuff. Mm-hmm. I can tell when shit sounds empty now and it just be pissing me off.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, damn, this mix sound empty as fuck. Mm-hmm. But so me and you sounds very empty as I'm thinking about it. You know what I do like, though? One thing. Or, me and Jada was beefing. Anyways, one thing by A. Marie or Me and You by Cassie.
One thing.
Oh. No. Oh, you got some points back. Okay. And then lastly, Thank God For You, Schoolboy Q. So Schoolboy Q came out with a project the other day. So I told JoJo, I said, has this nigga always been this rappy? Y'all know we hate rappy rappers.
He's always been rappy.
Yeah. And I guess when I was younger, but I feel like Oxymoron was more digestible to me. I don't know. Maybe it was. This project is not bad so far. Like, I don't, like, I feel like I didn't like Crash Talk. And JoJo liked that part on Blank Face.
I think it's the difference between mainstream rappy and just rappy.
Just bar.
And I think he was barring niggas up.
Yeah,
and
for sure. This album does sound pretty West Coast, though. I do like it.
Yeah.
It sounds really good. But Thank God For You, that beat drop is sick. That's sick. That song is sick. I haven't listened to the rest of it. But y'all know we love Quincy Down. Mm-hmm. Him and Joy, his daughter.
Love them.
Are you going to listen to it? Because I know we was talking about it
last time. Am I going to listen to it?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I figured. Did you like Blank Face? Did you like Blank Face?
What's Blank Face?
The one before Crash Talk.
The yellow one?
Ice Orange.
Oh, the orange one. That's the one with that part on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that part.
I don't even like that part. Oh, okay. I like Ride Out with Vince Staples on it. And I like Straight Ballin' on there. I don't like that part.
I don't really listen to rap niggas no more. I listen to Drake.
I'm rappy. Okay, most. Okay, most of them.
I'm sorry, I don't listen
he to. He not rappy.
Who?
Drake.
He's like rappy singy.
They niggas love when rap Drake be in the building. Give me house Drake, singy Drake.
I like any type.
You know,
of
I think I like rappy more than JoJo. She listened to Pusha T. I told y'all this last time. But
I listen to one Pusha T album. Now all of a sudden I listen to Pusha T.
Yeah. Once you get one project, I feel like if you listen to one project, you're a insert name listener.
If I listen to one project by Pusha T, I am a insert name crack dealer.
You are sick.
I'm not a crack dealer for the audience. I'm not. I don't sell crack.
Well, not your cover blown. So, but I listen to like rap. I listen to more rap. Like I listen to Mick Jenkins, Isaiah Rashad, Baby Keem. She liked it. Anywho, so those are the bops. Type shit. Who the most rappy nigga you like have in rotation? Do not say Drake.
The most rappy nigga I have in rotation?
Yeah.
I don't really
Isaiah singy rappy. I like Mac Miller. That's the only white rapper I like.
I've been listening to a lot of Ty Tribbett.
Okay, y'all. Thank y'all for watching. JoJo always find a way to piss me off once an episode. Just like that time when I said, what action movies do you like? And she said, Proud Mary.
I said, set it off.
Okay.
Is
it? Yeah, I guess it is. But I was thinking, I was talking about like John Wick, Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible. This bitch said, set it off. I know you got to dyke that down like that, dude. Oh my God, Daryl is such an old man.
Oh my goodness. Please. Rap, I don't listen to rap music. I haven't listened to a rap song in so long, literally.
Ooh.
I listen to a Trey Nassar song.
You don't want
to
listen to his body? His body went, oh yeah, Nazareth. His body went from Puerto Rico?
I listen to R&B. I listen to Flo Milli. I listen to Meg.
I do like Flo Milli and Meg.
I like, I'm a bar.
Beautiful girls, but... I'm not a Barb. It's crazy.
I said I'm a Barb.
Oh.
Body. You don't like
Thank y'all for watching. Body. No. Oh, you said do I like who?
You don't like the girls?
You know, I don't listen.
You gave them a thumb down.
That's it. They're beautiful girls. You know, I don't listen to like a lot of women rap like that. Not for that reason.
I was like, go ahead.
Not for that reason. I just would never listen to a full like a Cardi B project, a full Meg project, a full
Flamingo. And that's sad because they've been
so
great.
A full Sexy Red project, a full, I don't even listen. I listen
to like Sexy Red. I like JT.
And my thing is, they're beautiful. Well, Sexy Red, no. But JT is beautiful. The girls be pretty. Flo Milli, the City Girls.
You don't think Sexy Red pretty?
No. Meg.
I think she's a beautiful lady. I love Sexy Red down.
And you
she's
like
pretty.
It. I love it.
Damn. He man, woman hater.
I said everybody else's first. I said the City Girls, Meg, Flo Milli, Mona Leo, so Lotto.
Why you don't listen to women rappers?
I don't listen to the whole project. I can't ever get through, but I can get to a lot of rap projects in general. But I just don't. But not like a because they be talking about, I love when the girls talk about their pussies. Do that all day.
Okay.
It's just not my, just like when we was out last night and I was like, I don't be knowing the nigga tunes. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't be knowing the trap shit.
Okay.
I'd be like, who is this?
So y'all know no boss.
I listen to the Dweet Out, huh?
Y'all know not one word from no boss. Other than more no boss.
No boss.
That's how you know.
Ooh, moi, oh, fuck.
No, that's the same one.
you saw what I realized? I was like, oh, fuck. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Don't. What's he working with? That okay. Count.
You know, any words from Sideways?
Who?
Sideways.
How'd
that go? JT new song.
Think.
Rhymes all low, but I'm still seeing Sideways.
Uh-uh. I never heard of it.
Okay.
I know, sexy red, I'm looking for the hoes, shake that baby. Yeah, okay. For my baby daddy, bow, bow, bow. I ain't got a baby daddy.
That's that booty me.
Hey, yeah. But yeah, the other shit, no, I do know some Meg Thee Stallion songs, but I wouldn't be like, I'm a Meg Thee Stallioner. Like, it takes a lot for me to be like,
You're not a Megger.
Yes. I'm a Sminoer. I'm a... I can't think of other people listen to, but you know, I like the R&B girls.
Okay.
I'll be like, but like I said, rap, it has to be a certain amount, like a certain singy rapping for me to like it.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a woman hater though. It's me.
For the record, I'm not a woman hater.
Just to make sure we have that clear.
Okay.
I love women. I love niggas. I love women. I love fast cars. I love money, but I don't love these bitches.
I don't love these bitches.
Anywho, thank y'all for watching. Thank you, Rocco, for that. Thank you, Rocco. I'm going to listen to that when we pull off. That's a good song. Y'all know the drill. Follow us on the socials, Black Fluidity the Pod on TikTok, on Instagram, BLSCKFLUIDITY the Pod. Follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Eb the Celeb, EBB the Celeb on Instagram and EB the Celeb on TikTok. My Twitter, I just can't. I don't even know. I don't really be on there, but when I do, I don't want y'all to see that. So you can follow JoJo at.
You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at GrandmasterJo_ GarnmasterJo_ on Instagram and Twitter. And on TikTok, you follow me on JoJoRice6. I don't post shit, but I repost stuff and you can see my reposts and they be funny and fuck on my
own. It's on. You said on X?
On X, on.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Y'all know the drill. This has been another episode of Black Fluidity the Podcast with Ebony
and JoJo, where all things are elegant, graceful, and black as fuck. Yeah.
Bye, y'all.